Here now with the news in detail is Karen Carthy.
Aid organisations have said not a single one of their trucks loaded with humanitarian aid has been allowed entry to Gaza since Israel imposed a blockade on the territory 5 months ago. The charities are among 100 aid agencies who, in a joint statement, have accused Israel of continuing to block urgent medical and food supplies from reaching people in Gaza. The refugee agency ANERA said it had more than $7 million worth of life-saving supplies ready to enter Gaza, including 744 tons of rice, enough for 6 million meals. Oxfam said more than $2 million worth of supplies have already been rejected. The Christian charity CARE said more than $1 million worth of aid for mothers and babies had not been allowed to enter Gaza since March. Chris Lockyer from the medical charity Medecins Sans Frontières said Israel was continuing to block their supplies from reaching Palestinians in need.
Just from a supply point of view, we're hanging on by a thread in terms of essential supplies, medicine. We got a few pallets in, about 100 or so pallets a week or so ago. But compared to the need of the entire population of Gaza, what we're getting in is absolutely minuscule.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is scheduled to have talks with the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, in London this morning. His visit comes on the eve of the US-Russia summit in Alaska tomorrow. President Zelensky's talks in Downing Street will be the latest in a series of meetings aimed at setting out what Ukraine and EU leaders want to see from any talks with Russia. Yesterday, the US President Donald Trump said there would be severe consequences if the Russian President Vladimir Putin did not agree to peace in Ukraine. Mr. Trump also said that his meeting with Mr. Putin tomorrow could swiftly be followed by a second meeting that would include President Zelensky. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said he has significant concerns that the armed force and security services in both Israel and Russia have perpetrated sexual violence. In his annual report to the Security Council on conflict-related sexual violence, Mr. Guterres said he was putting Israel and Russia on notice that they could be listed next year among parties credibly suspected of committing or being responsible for patterns of rape or other forms of sexual violence. Budget Day will take place on the 7th of October, according to government sources. Budget 2026 comes against the backdrop of 15% tariffs on goods exported to the United States and threats by President Trump of even higher tariffs on pharmaceuticals. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be scattered showers today. Some will be heavy. They'll become increasingly confined to the Midlands, north and east this afternoon. And there will be some sunny spells as well. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 25 degrees.